Okay, while we're getting ready for tonight's meditation practice, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Geshe Sopa Rinpoche, Venerable Losan Chirki, Larry Lee Bullock, Dr. Diane Carlson, Andy Chauvin, Ray Allen DeMarcy, Wendy Johnson, Robin Williams, Arnold Winant, Baby Bunny, Gersimi the Cat, Winnie the Dog, Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, James Lillig, Michelle Matich, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Khyelje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirki Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Bill Elford, Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Bob and Rochelle, Willa Charrett, Anna Clark, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Diane Foreman and son Brad Wolf, RG, GG, and AC, Jimmy Gooch and family, Mildred Gooch, Sarah Gold Wright, Tracy Haas Thompson, Paul Hagwood, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, family of Wendy Johnson, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Jessica Kasanoff and the Pristop family, Nina Kowalski, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Catherine Mayer, Shamali Mitra, Evan Myrtle and family, William Oliver, Jay Pandya, Cindy Parrish, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Lindsay Piotti, Eileen Rubin and family, Ariana Scott, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Basil Shute, Lobsam Topton, Brady Ware, Dion Washington, Jessica Whitmore, Steve Williams, Olivia Wilson, Shay Wokowicki, Dorje and Cadro the Pigs, Grady the Dog, and Raven the Cat. Hello, good evening. In case you didn't know, I might be disappointed, but Geshe-la is out of the country, so I'm going to be leading the Lamrim meditations on Wednesdays, unless I have some kind of problem or whatever. But anyway, I was wondering if you'd like to join me in some prostrations. Okay, so if you take the white prayer book out, and let's start with the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer at the very bottom. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, maybe I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the teachings, to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Okay, and then the Four Measurables at the top. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And turn the page. And on the back of that same sheet, at the top, it says seven limb prayer. So let's say that. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Okay, and now let's see at the bottom of the pink sheet, there's says praise and request to Lama Tsongkhapa. Let's do 20 of those to ourselves, and then I'll lead the 21st one. We'll say it together. Migme tsewe techen chen rezig dreamekem pe wong fo jampe yang gan chen kepe tsu Kappa lo zandrape shabla soare. Now I'd like to read the benefits of this practice, which is the Lam Rim review, outline review. And Lama Zopa Rinpoche states, I regard as the most important thing in the world anybody who dedicates his or her life to achieving Lam Rim realizations with the goal to liberate numberless beings from the oceans of samsaric suffering and bring them to enlightenment. Keep the mind in Lam Rim, guru devotion, renunciation of samsara, and bodhicitta. These things help you to not commit negative karma again. Every day, meditate on the Lam Rim and keep it in your mind, even during break times from sitting meditation. And Geshe-la said this to when the Kadama Center nuns were meeting at his home. He said, Reciting the Lamrim outline is superior to saying millions of mantras, to having clairvoyance or seeing deities. Review meditations leave imprints of the Lamrim on your mind stream like footprints in the sand. Make many footprints in the sand. This is how you increase the chance to meet Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings in your next life. The footprints will stay a long time, whether the footprint is good or bad. Okay, so I guess most people here know how to meditate. You know, just try to keep your back straight. And you're welcome to go to a chair or go from a chair to a cushion during the time. So this is the motivation that I usually use when I'm reviewing the Lamrim outline. By reviewing each word of this Lamrim outline, may I and all sentient beings realize the whole path to enlightenment. May each word of this Lamrim outline subdue our minds immediately. May the whole path to enlightenment be generated in the minds of all sentient beings. Volume 13, Outline to the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment Instructions by Tsongkhapa. Homage to Manjugosha. There are four main parts of Lamrim instructions. Showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. Showing the greatness of the teachings in order to develop respect for the instructions. How to listen to and explain the teachings which possess two qualities. How to lead the students with the actual instructions. Showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of noble origin has three parts. How he took rebirth in an excellent lineage. How upon that basis he gained good qualities. Having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. How upon that basis he gained good qualities has two parts. How knowing many texts, he gained the good qualities of scriptural knowledge. How engaging in proper practice, he gained the good qualities of experiential knowledge. How engaging in proper practice he gained the good qualities of experiential knowledge has three parts. How Atisha possessed the training in ethics. How Atisha possessed the training in concentration. How Atisha possessed the training in wisdom. How Atisha possessed the training in ethics has three parts. How Atisha possessed the superior vows of individual liberation. How Atisha possessed the bodhisattva vows. How Atisha possessed the vows of the Vajrayana. How Atisha possessed the training and concentration has two parts. The common training and concentration. The uncommon training and concentration. How Atisha possessed the training in wisdom has two parts. The common training in wisdom, the uncommon training in wisdom. Having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings has two parts. What he did in India, what he did in Tibet. Showing the greatness of the teaching in order to develop respect for the instructions has four parts. The greatness of enabling one to know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. The greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instructions for practice. The greatness of enabling one easily to find the conqueror's intent. The greatness of enabling one to refrain automatically from great wrongdoing. How to listen to and explain the teachings which possess two qualities has three parts. how to listen to a teaching, how to explain a teaching, how a session should be concluded in relation to both listening to and explaining the teaching. How to listen to a teaching has three parts. Contemplating the benefits of listening to the teaching. Developing reverence for the teaching and the instructor. How you actually listen. How you actually listen has two parts. Abandoning the three faults of a vessel, relying on the six ideas. Abandoning the three faults of a vessel has three parts. Being an upside-down vessel is not paying attention. Though held right side up, being dirty. Though paying attention, misunderstanding what is heard or listening with a bad motivation. Though clean, having a leaky bottom. Letting the words and meanings fade due to forgetting them. Relying on the six ideas. Relying on the six ideas has six parts. Imagine yourself to be a patient. Imagine the instructor to be a doctor. Imagine the instructions are medicine. Imagine earnest practice is the way to cure your disease. Imagine the Tathagatas are excellent beings. Imagine the teachings will last for a long time. How to explain a teaching has four parts. Contemplating the benefits of explaining the teaching. Developing reverence for the teacher and the teaching. With what sort of thoughts and behavior you should explain the teaching. Differentiating between those to whom you should and should not explain the teaching. How to lead students with the actual instructions has two parts. How to rely on the teacher, the root of the path. The stages of how the students train their minds after they have relied on the teacher. How to rely on the teacher, the root of the path, has two parts. A somewhat elaborate explanation to developing certain knowledge. A brief indication of how to sustain the meditation. A somewhat elaborate explanation for developing certain knowledge has six parts. The defining characteristics of the teacher to be relied upon. The defining characteristics of the student who relies upon the teacher. How the student relies upon the teacher. The benefits of relying on the teacher. The faults of not relying on the teacher. A summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. How the student relies upon the teacher has two parts. How to rely in thought. How to rely in practice. How to rely in thought has three parts. A general indication of the attitudes needed to rely on the teacher. In particular, training in faith, the root. Remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful. And now I'd like to read a meditation on how to rely in thought. And this is from Path to Bliss, A Practical Guide to Stages of Meditation by His Holiness. Think that the reason you and all other beings revolve in the cycle of existence and undergo all these undesirable sufferings is that you and they lack realization of the proper relation to a spiritual master. Visualize your spiritual master at your crown. He is the embodiment of all the Buddhas. From his heart, light rays emanate, and in front of him are all the gurus from whom you have received teachings directly. visualize all the gurus in their normal appearance with their physical and personality defects, if they have any. Reflect on the 8 benefits of proper reliance on a spiritual master. Getting closer to attaining full enlightenment. Pleasing all the Buddhas. Never being deprived of a spiritual master. Not falling into any lower realms. Becoming impervious to misleading teachers and evil friends. Being able to withstand afflictions of delusions and negative karmic impulses. Enhancing the accumulation of merits by being mindful of the Bodhisattva ideals and not acting against them. Realizing all temporary and ultimate dreams. Rejoice in the fact that you have such an opportunity. The spiritual master refers to whom you relate daily, who leads you on the spiritual path, step by step. Think about the disadvantages of not relating to a spiritual master. Pray that you may have an opportunity for such a reliance in all future lives and never lack the guidance of a qualified master in your future lives. Reflect on the disadvantages and harm of having a breach in your guru devotion practice. You will have all sorts of adverse circumstances within this lifetime and great damage in future lives. Your spiritual masters appear to have faults to show themselves as ordinary beings so that you can relate to them more easily. A Sangha saw his master Maitreya in the form of a dog. Our judgments, even concerning ordinary things, are frequently clouded by our emotions. We cannot rely on our own perceptions. It is a fact that we misapprehend many situations. You should reflect that the little understanding that you have about the stages of the path and the little practice that you can do is due to the kindness of the spiritual master. By thinking in such terms, you will find that the kindness of a spiritual master is great, and greater still is his appearing in the present form so that you have direct access to him. Visualize nectar descending from the spiritual master at your crown and entering into your heart, remaining there inseparably. Okay, I try to sort of rush through that because I know it's really hard to sit and meditate for a long time if you're not used to it. Okay, so now I'd like everyone to break into small groups and discuss this topic about how to rely on a spiritual guide and the importance and so forth, the meditation that I just read, you know, how to apply the teachings. And if you would please make sure everyone gets a chance to speak, even if it's just to ask a question. And then I'll ring the bell in about 25 minutes. Maybe groups of three or four, so you get a chance to talk. Okay, so let's, you can continue afterwards. So if you would just get your copy of the little Guru Puja booklet and turn to page 17, let's read The Foundation of All Good Qualities together. So Lama Zopa Rinpoche says, reciting a Lam Rim prayer every day is the fundamental daily practice that renders each day of your life most meaningful. When you recite a Lam Rim prayer mindfully from beginning to end, your recitation becomes a direct meditation on the entire path to enlightenment and leaves imprints or seeds of the realizations of the path on your mental continuum. With each recitation, you draw closer to enlightenment and therefore closer to enlightening all sentient beings, which is the main goal of your life. The purpose of being alive. This is the unbelievable benefit of doing direct meditation on the Lam Rim every day of your life. So let's read The Foundation of All Good Qualities by Lama Tso Kapa. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities of the stages of the path, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. And so let's say some dedications on the pink sheet in the white prayer book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Migme tsewe ter chen chen rezig Dimekempe Wampo Jampe Yang Ganchen Kepe Tsuk Gen Song Kapa Lo San Jalpe Shabla Sowade Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha 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 Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.